Here we go on a lovely Friday afternoon, gearing up for a couple of big shows in Charlottesville at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall. We've got Coda and Marie from Chamomile and Whiskey joining us for a special WNRN in-studio session today. Good to see you all again. Welcome
you
back.
Yeah, good to be
us.
Here. Good to be here.
Yeah, this is exciting. So back-to-back nights, tonight and tomorrow, the Southern Cafe, and it's in celebration of 1,000 shows. Is that right? How could this be?
I know. My mom's been asking the same question. You're going to get a real job. That's not a very good impression of my mom. 1,000 shows. I mean, the math is a little fuzzy, but we're pretty sure we're at least 1,000 at this point, depending on what you count. That's the real question. But
Yeah, and I know you all have been sharing some cool memories on social media lately and everything. We'll get into that, but we thought we'd have you do a song right off. What one do you want to do first for us?
Yeah, let's start out with one of our newest singles here. This is called Look Out from our new record coming out later this year. And if you keep your ears tuned, you might hear it on this very station.
Dawn breaks with a dark hymn in my mind. Cold and naked, autumn leaves and rhyme. And I remember Colorado, the skies that wouldn't end. Never worried about the money we didn't have to spend. Oh, no. See your body in the water. Smoke in your eyes, that open road freedom, like nothing ever dies. And I chase it sometimes, but I guess everybody does. That lost and helpless feeling of falling deep in love. If I ever put it all together, if I can learn this is all about. If I ever put it all. Look out. Do you ever wonder where you might be if you had not come over, if you didn't run into me? Our stars aren't crossed through those many shades of blue. I've loved you forever. I know what I put you through. If I ever put it all together, if I can shake off down, if I ever put it all together, you better look out. Sunflowers are dying on a hill above the lake, and all I ever wanted was to give more than I take. And I can live through the letdowns, the shotgun shells and doves. I just can't get past letting down the ones I love. If I ever put it all together, we're gonna twist, babe, we're gonna shout. If I ever put it all.
Stuff, Chamomile and Whiskey joining us, the Commonwealth Zone here on WNRN. Special in studio before two shows this weekend. Tonight, tomorrow, Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville to celebrate 1,000 shows. Congratulations. It really is incredible. Panther Burn opening tonight, Buck Billy Deluxe tomorrow. So kind of cool. You're mixing up the openers there.
Yeah.
And that, like you said, was a new song. So can you update folks on the progress of the new album? Any kind of timeline for a full length? I know these days, does it matter? in terms of album, EP?
I was gonna ask you. I was gonna see if I feel like I figure something out, the music industry, it all changes.
Yeah.
But we have the new record's done, and we've been releasing singles. We'll probably do more singles than we have in the past because that seems to be the nature of the game. But we are going to announce more solid dates and stuff from the stage this weekend. So I can't give anything away too much yet, but I can say that we're not too far out from the full record being available. So. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Where have you been recording lately? Doing it from home or various places?
We did a little bit of recording at home, but this last record we did with our friend BJ Pendleton here in Charlottesville. So shout out to BJ. He's a wonderful guy, and he's got a cool new space. I don't know if it's open to the, you know, I don't know if he's taking any clients on yet. It's kind of a secret spot, either way, it was a lot of fun working with him. And it was fun to, we had done our previous album in Nashville, so that was cool, but it's a lot of work. So it was nice to be able to just like pop down, a couple miles to the studio. It was a lot of fun. It was fun to record it here in town.
So when you go in, when it's more locally based production like that, do you bounce back and forth, or is it like inspiration strikes, you come up with a new song, oh, we got to get in and record that, or is it still kind of the same process where you go in with a batch of songs and just hunker down for however long it takes?
I feel like we did it few day stretches at a time, right?
Yeah. I think it's kind of a mix. We definitely had a collection of songs we were planning on recording, and yeah, BJ travels a lot, and we travel some, so we would do like some sessions, and then we would all leave town for a while and get back together 6 weeks later. It wasn't like we just went in and knocked out a record in a week or two. So I think that did allow for some things to change, and maybe a couple songs wound up getting added in that we didn't originally plan on, because by the time we were like finishing the record, it's like, well, I have this other new one we could try real quick. That's kind of how we've always worked. We've never been super organized. We kind of just like, we have a basic idea, and then we just let things kind of fall, let the chips fall as they may. But yeah, so it was kind of a mix of both, I guess.
Well, I feel like I know you both well enough to ask this next question. I'll ask Marie here. Based on the chorus of that last song you just played, at what point do you think Coda really does get it together? Like, what are the odds? What's the over-under on that?
Man, we're getting real, Jeff. We're getting real. Those are puppies, man.
At what point? Hmm.
Is it getting closer? 90%?
Is it getting closer?
No. Just kidding. Do you have another new one cooked up for us today? Which one do you want to do next?
Yeah, this one, we'll do one that's actually, I think, coming out in a couple weeks. So another little advance. This will be on the new record, too. This one's called Mirror Ball Moon. There's a night wind pushing in. I see the swaying of the heavy drapes. Like a saddle of prayer, watch that hand just to tremble and shake. Chasing down the daylight till I can feel a hole inside. Chasing that wicker basket smile at harvest time. The labored fruits seem to evade again and again. That old refrain. Reach there to length. Dues to be paid, I'm turning up. Full moon fever at the muddy water back in the cut. We'll sing about forgiving and back road and living in the hard work plight. Looking out the window pane at the twinkling cocaine, big city lights. Turn that cheap whiskey into sweet champagne. Again and again, that old refrain. Shake. We'll cut a dirty rug, it don't have to be love, just a good mistake. With the mirror ball moon and forever coming soon, and that deep cut feel. With your boots on the stage, the whole world's a play, we can laugh through the tears.
off the echo, I hear my name again and again. That old refrain again and again.
Very nice. All right. You had me at the title on that one. I'm like, yep, nice. Mirrorball Moon. Sounds like a winner. Very good. Chamomile and Whiskey. We've got Coda and Marie in here with us in studio with WNRN and celebrating 1,000 shows tonight and tomorrow. Back-to-back nights at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Panther Burn opening tonight and Buck Billy Deluxe tomorrow. Now, I know you've been sharing some fun memories of the past 999 shows on social media in recent weeks. It's been a lot of fun. Lavin checking in from Ireland.
Yeah, he's back in Ireland. Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling the story like you went to Texas and you're visiting Towns Van Zandt's grave, right? Mm-hmm. And somehow that led to a gig, mm-hmm. and just incredible stuff like that. So where's the most far-flung place that you've played in those 1,000 shows?
Oh, man, that's a good question. We've been all the way to California as far as distance, but
we played a duo show in Hawaii.
That's true. We did. We played in Hawaii.
But that wasn't the whole band. But
that counts, though. Just, you know.
Pretty much all 50 states, probably, at this point.
Yeah,
pretty close.
We're missing maybe the Dakotas and Alaska. Alaska would be cool.
Yeah, Alaska. Yeah. But that's on the list.
We played an Irish pub in Hawaii. Marie and I did. That was pretty funny. But there were a couple, you know, cute girls with Chamomile Whiskey shirts there. So yep. It was all right, you know.
Well, and have you been overseas at all to play gigs? I know with the tie with Lavin and everything.
We haven't yet, but there's talk of maybe trying to get over to Europe next year. So there's a lot that has to go into that, but it's definitely something that it's a goal that we have for hopefully somewhat soon.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of our, you know, we would have hit 1,000 shows a few years ago, but COVID, you know, threw a bit of a wrench into that.
It's true, yeah.
And kind of right before COVID was when we were first kind of looking into going to Europe. But now I think that we're kind of getting our sea legs back. We're hoping to maybe get over there next year, mm-hmm. But there's nothing official yet.
Well, then I'm sure a lot more touring to follow the imminent album at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to announce some tour dates for the fall. And then, I think, you know, we're going to put the record out. And then next year will be pretty heavy touring. Kind of get back to what we were like when we were younger. You know, we kind of got lazy the last couple of years with after COVID. We're like, oh, I don't know, we'll go to Crozet. But, I think there's already some stuff on the books out on the West Coast next year and some things that'll be, you know, announced in the coming months. But, we're ready to get back out there a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. And where's the best place for folks to go social media-wise?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a, you know, website, chamomileandwhiskey.com has links to everything. But, yeah, I mean, we're on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, all that nonsense. We're not very good at it. We're getting old, you know. We're not as cool as we once were. But, we're all over the, you know, social media and Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff. So
nice. Well, we look forward to the new album. And congrats again on 1,000 shows. Quite the accomplishment. And which song did you want to play us out with here?
Well, we were talking about this earlier because we're trying to really push for anyone that's available to come both nights because they're going to be really separate shows. There won't be many repeating of songs, and we're going to have some guests and different surprises. But I think we're going to debut this brand new one. We've never played it at a show before, but since you know you guys are so cool at NRN, I feel like we can let you guys in on the secret. So this is a brand new one called "Friends Are Falling Out." Falling out, and you know that old tune. And looking for some meaning between the phases of the moon. Friends are falling out, sometimes it be that way. There ain't nothing left to do when sorry's the one thing you can't say, and they might revel. I dance in these mistakes. Someday, baby, that broken heart might just catch a break.
falling out the way they sometimes do on the blacktop of the evening or the cool morning dew. Can you trust your dreams or the passage of time? Whose party dress is swaying on your laundry line? We can shiver. Honey, we can quake. Someday, baby, that broken heart might just catch a break. Sometimes mend, friends are falling out, and you might fall in love again. And they will revel, and dance in these mistakes. Someday, baby, that broken heart might just catch a break.
Brand new Chamomile and Whiskey in studio with WNRN. And this is the duo version. Coda and Marie joining us today. Full band tonight, tomorrow. Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Panther Burn opening tonight. Buck Billy Deluxe tomorrow. Chamomile and Whiskey. Can't wait to hear the new music. Congrats on 1,000 shows. And Coda, just keep working on, you know, getting it together.
Getting it together.
Thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, always a pleasure.